You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
We're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. 22 million American adults suffer with asthma. St. Louis happens to be among the top 20 cities in the nation for those suffering from the chronic lung disease. Kenneth Mendez is CEO and president of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation, joining us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Dr. Purvi Parikh. He is allergist and immunologist at Allergy and Asthma Associates of Murray Hill. Thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with you, Ken, and start with the basics for folks who may not be familiar. What is asthma? What do people with asthma experience?
Sure. Well, for people with asthma, Dr. Parikh could talk more about this. It's shortness of breath, coughing, difficulty breathing, and it really impacts your daily life.
Yeah, Dr. Parikh, could you
right,
expand
and, you know,
on
it
that?
Is,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Happy to. So it is a, you know, chronic lung disease, and it can consist of airway inflammation as well as airway tightening and narrowing. So those two factors together really are what trigger the asthma symptoms that Kenny mentioned, like the coughing, wheezing, chest tightness, shortness of breath. And, you know, it's frequently triggered by things like allergies, viruses like flu and COVID that are getting prevalent this time of year, and other environmental factors like air quality and pollution.
Can we understand that the third week in September is actually asthma peak week, where it can be the worst time for people who suffer with asthma? Tell us why.
Yeah, so what happens is during the third week in September, we see a spike in emergency room visits and hospitalizations. And that's because people are returning from the summer, they're going indoors, so their respiratory infections, which Dr. Parikh just mentioned. And then it's also fall allergy seasons. So you've got ragweed, pollen that's there, and those things combined can be a trigger for asthma. And what a lot of people don't realize is that 10 people die each day from asthma. So it's really important to understand what your triggers are and to work with your doctor to make sure that you don't end up in the emergency room or end up even dying. What people don't realize is 10 people die each day from asthma.
For both of you, if you would, and Dr. Parikh, maybe we can start with you. St. Louis is 17th in this top 20. What specifically about St. Louis, and perhaps Ken can chime in on this, that causes St. Louis to be high in asthma rates?
Yeah, I could probably chime in, and Dr. Parikh could follow up on that. I mean, when we do those rankings, we look at three things. We look at emergency room visits, prevalence, and mortality. So if your city ranks high in any one of those, then it pushes you up on top of the list. But certainly the symptoms or treatment are what puts people on that list.
Dr. Parikh, let's talk about some of those treatments. I understand there are some new treatments available. You know, what is the availability? And I know a lot of times insurance can be a big hurdle in getting some of those latest treatments. Talk about that with us.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the treatments focus generally on targeting those two factors that I had mentioned earlier, which is that airway inflammation as well as the airway tightening and narrowing. And a lot of our preventative medicines or controller medicines do a great job of targeting those things. But, however, you know, traditionally, a lot of the rescue or quick release medications really only targeted airway narrowing and tightness. So luckily, there are other options now that kind of target both in terms of inflammation as well as the airway narrowing and tightening. And now, you know, insurance is always a hurdle, and it really depends, unfortunately, on your insurance plan. And there's a lot of resources, even for people with or without insurance, but that can always be an issue, and access can be an issue. So, you know, it is important to mention that.
Yeah, if I could just chime in on that, the insurance is a challenge. And access to care and taking your medications on a regular basis is really important. There are some companies who have gone out there who have basically said, put a price cap on their medications. So you could visit our website, AAFA.org, and find out which companies have done that, because they want to make sure that that people out in the community can access these life-saving medications.
What are the most challenging, Ken, cities to live with asthma? And maybe if you have it, what are the best?
Well, I don't think there's a best or a worst, but I wouldn't characterize it that way. But I would tell you that the top five, for example, are Allentown, Pennsylvania, Rochester, New York, Detroit, Michigan, Springfield, Massachusetts, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Those are the top five. We rank the 100 largest cities based on those three criteria, which are emergency room visits, prevalence, and mortality. And if you rank high in any one of those areas, then it makes it more challenging to live in, and you'll be at the top of those rankings.
Dr. Parikh, I'd ask you just one last question for our listeners, and that is, if anyone in the audience is dealing with asthma, what are maybe two or three simple tips you would give them over the next few weeks to try to get through the season?
Right. It's always very important to make sure that your asthma is well controlled, because that sets you up for success. So make sure you establish care with your physician and you're on the best possible treatments and are taking those measures to avoid, the triggers that might be causing the asthma to flare up. And then there's a great website with resources as well for patients and their families called modernageofrescue.com, which can give some more information on treatment modalities, tips on how to avoid those flare-ups, and other great resources.
That is Dr. Purvi Parikh, allergist and immunologist at Allergy and Asthma Associates of Murray Hill. Kenneth Mendez, CEO and president of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation. Thank you very much for the information today on KMOX.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.